Hello and welcome back to Misfit Media, a podcast about queerness, disability, fatness and more, with a focus on personal experience, knowledge and intra-community topics. I'm your host Delta and my pronouns are they, them. Thanks for tuning in today. When you listen to this, International Asexuality Day was yesterday. So for this episode, I'll be taking an asexuality test to see if I'm really asexual. Not really. But first, it's time for the
Post of the Week.
This week's post is by My Generation and The Fox Fisher on Instagram, and it's a bouquet of flowers in trans colours on a beige background, and there's black text above it that says, "Let trans people bloom." There's also a heart-shaped trans symbol in the bottom right corner. And I just thought it's beautiful, it's simple and nice, and I always love this account. And this has been the
Post of the Week.
This quiz is called Am I Asexual? And it's from WikiHow. I had no idea they do quizzes. So let's get into it. How do you feel about physical touch and physical intimacy? Strongly against. I like my personal space. I like hugging and cuddling, but I don't want to do much more. I like kissing, but nothing more intense. I wouldn't mind being physically intimate with my partner. This is one of those weird things where they mean sexual, but they don't say sexual, because physical intimacy includes hugs and cuddles, and just the physical touch thing isn't necessarily about asexuality. But I am fine with sex, so I will choose I wouldn't mind being physically intimate with my partner. The last time you had a crush on someone? I can't think of the last time I had a crush. It was on a really close friend I've known for a long time. It was on someone I sort of knew well. It was on a random stranger I found attractive. Okay, so either they use the term crush to include sexual attraction, or they are conflating asexuality and aromanticism. But I can't think of the last time I had a crush, so I'll choose that. When your friends point out someone who's attractive, I don't get it at all. I can see they're objectively attractive, but I don't feel attracted to them. I kind of get it, but I don't react like my friends. I totally get it. Finding someone attractive is another really vague thing. I am bi. I find so many people attractive, but just not sexually. And a lot of the time when people point out someone who's attractive, I'm just like, yeah, I guess they are. So I guess I kind of get it, but I don't react like my friends or like other people. When other people talk about wanting to have sex, I don't see the appeal and find myself not wanting to discuss it as much as other people do. I feel neutral, or I only relate like 10% of the time. I can only picture having sex with someone if we have a strong emotional bond. I can definitely relate. Honestly, I don't see the appeal and find myself not wanting to discuss it as much as other people do. It depends on how specific it gets. Sometimes I get repulsed by that sort of thing. But I feel neutral, or I can only relate like 10% of the time. I don't know, maybe that's more like it actually. I'll choose that. What do you imagine picturing a future relationship? I'm not interested in any kind of relationship. I can picture a close emotional relationship without anything sexual. I could see myself getting physical after I get to know someone. I can connect with my future partner physically and emotionally. I'm guessing physical is once again code for sexual. And I am in a relationship and it went like, I could see myself getting physical after I get to know someone. When your friends talk about their latest hookup or crush, how do you feel? I'm not at all interested. Can we change the topic? I feel pretty meh. Sometimes I get bored. I play along and act engaged, but I can't personally relate. I actively participate in the conversation. I don't have friends, let alone people who do this. But I think I would play along and act engaged. Or just listen, actually. Does the idea of sex make you uncomfortable? Yes. Next question. Yeah, sometimes. I guess not if it's with someone I really like. Not really. I would say sometimes, but again, this isn't necessarily what defines asexuality. If you could have a romantic relationship without sex, you'd feel thrilled. That's what I want. Fine, I'd be okay with that. Mixed. I'd still want to have sex or engage in some sexual activity from time to time. Pretty bummed out. Fine, I'd be okay with that, although I don't know what the fuck a romantic relationship is. How does the idea of dating make you feel? I'm not interested in dating anyone, and I don't think I ever will be. I'm not sure how I feel about dating, especially if sex will be involved. I'm only interested in dating if we have a strong emotional bond. I'm only interested in dating if for both the physical and the emotional aspects of a relationship. dating is weird. I don't understand what dating is. Because this is kind of like from a very single person's standpoint. But I have a relationship that I didn't previously want. But the whole dating part, I don't ever want to do. So I'm not interested in dating anyone, and I don't think I ever will be. I've never been on a date. When someone asks you who your celebrity crush is, I don't have one. I give them a name of a random popular celebrity. I'm not into celebrities, but I guess I can point out an attractive one. I can quickly name someone. So are they using crush again to mean sexual or romantic or both? Because one of the answers kind of only talks about someone being attractive. I'm not into celebrities, but I guess I can point out an attractive one is probably most it. If someone asked for your number because they were attracted to you, how would you react? I'd tell them I'm not interested. I'd be flattered, but I'd only be interested in friendship. I'd be nervous or pretty excited. I'd be interested. I might even flirt back. I'm in a relationship and I don't want any other relationships. And I think even if I was single, I'd probably say this. I'd be flattered, but I'd only be interested in friendship. Why did you decide to take this quiz? I think I'm asexual. I'm not sure what I am and or I wonder whether I am asexual. I'm just doing this for fun. I want to make sure I'm not asexual. I know I'm asexual, but I guess I think I'm asexual is the closest. What's your biggest fear in a relationship? That my partner will want something that I can't give them. That I won't be able to compromise with my partner. That they won't share the emotional connection that I have with them. That I'll want to get physically intimate more than they do. That I won't be able to compromise with my partner. I think. Would you be happy if you and your partner never had sex? Definitely, sex isn't a priority for me at all. I think so, yeah, I'd be fine with a non-sexual relationship. I'm uncertain. I might be okay with sex, but I'm not totally sure. Not at all. Sex is an important priority for me. Yeah, I'd be definitely fine. Not because I don't enjoy sex, but because, as the answer says, it's not a priority for me. Do you identify with ace characters in movies, books, and TV shows? Absolutely, I feel incredibly seen and represented. A bit identify with those characters to some extent. I'd have to give it a little more thought. No, I don't see any parallels between me and these characters. I don't know that many ace characters, especially not like main characters, that we would actually know more about rather than just I'm ace. So I'd probably choose I'd have to give it a little more thought. Could you see yourself labeling as asexual on social media? Definitely, I feel like that label could be a great fit. Partially, I identify with parts of the asexual experience at least. I'd be willing to give it a try, but I'm not entirely sure. Not at all, I can't see myself ever using that label. I already do use that label, so definitely. View results. This is funny, because the quiz is called Am I Asexual? But my result is, you might be aromantic. Those are two separate things. So, what the fuck? Because the thing is, I'm asexual, but I'm not aromantic. And this just has given me an aro thing. I don't know if they mean aro ace or if they just consider aromantic asexual to be a subset of asexual. Allosexual arrows don't exist. I'm not sure. What do my results mean? Sexual attraction and romantic attraction are two different things. Yes, so why are you including aromanticism in a quiz about asexuality? The aromantic label might sound right to you if you have zero interest in dating or having a partner. That's what I don't know. This is why I opted out of romance and romantic orientation. It's not that you haven't found the right person. Yes, I did. It's not that you are cold. You just aren't interested, that's fine. But it's not true. People who identify as aromantic might experience sexual attraction, or they might not. So, if you admit that aromantic is separate from asexual, why is it included in a quiz about asexuality specifically? In fact, many people also separate aesthetic attraction, like the way someone looks or dresses, emotional attraction, being drawn to someone's personality, romantic attraction, getting those warm and fuzzy feelings, and physical attraction, being sexually interested in someone. There's more kinds of physical attraction than sexual. Ultimately, romantic and sexual attraction exist on a wide spectrum, and no quiz or person can tell you how you should identify. You get to love who you love, feel how you feel, identify how you want, and be affirmed no matter what. I wish that were true, but our society hates asexual people and aromantic people. So, I could already tell from the questions that this quiz was conflating sexual and romantic attraction, and those quizzes are never able to account for people who opt out of romance altogether and choose to not define anything in their life as romantic. So I don't know what it means to want a romantic partner or not want a romantic partner, because I don't do that shit. I just have a partner, and we are in an intimate and emotional relationship. At least the results could have been a romantic asexual, but somehow they headcanoned me as not being asexual and just being aromantic, which is incorrect. I'm fully asexual, meaning I experience zero sexual attraction. And this quiz is wild. But this has been it, and now it's time for the
Song of the Week.
This week's song is "Au L'Amour" by Erasure. I discovered this song from my parents over Christmas. I already love Erasure, I just didn't know that song. And I just had it stuck in my head. It's very 80s. It's got a nice melody, and I love his voice. And I'm pretty sure the singer is gay, so the song is also gay. So it will be going in the playlist, and this has been the
Song of the Week.
If you enjoyed this episode or even the entire podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend or on social media. You should also consider following Misfit Media on your preferred podcast platform, because that way you will never miss an episode again. For everything else, such as my social media, the Misfit Media Spotify playlist, sending me a voice message, sending me anonymous questions, or my email, all of that can be found in the link tree in the description of this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, be safe.